Small Biz America.
The brain.
Our guests on this edition are blazing a new trail in how social networking and relationship technology can work for entrepreneurs around the globe. Audrey Reinders and Marianne Freischen are the co-founders of eFactor. This is a fast-growing, vibrant online community and virtual marketplace designed for entrepreneurs. With over 750,000 members in just their first year, eFactor, which by the way stands for Entrepreneurial Factor, has proven to fulfill a need in the world of entrepreneurs. With both online tools and resources as well as physical events and eFactor lounges, real-world relationships can be maintained and built in the virtual community they've created. Joining us on the line from their offices in Chicago are Audrey and Marianne, the founders of eFactor. Welcome to you both.
Thank you so much, David. It's nice to be here.
Thank you, David. Thanks for having us.
You both have an extensive and impressive career in technology, finance, international business, and so forth over a number of years. Why did you decide to start eFactor, and where did the original inspiration come from?
Perhaps I can answer that question, David. The three of us, Roland Reinders, Marianne Freischen, and myself, are serial entrepreneurs. We have a long career of building companies. And after we wrote the book, The N Factor, which is about networking, we decided to write a book on entrepreneurship. And while we were doing research for the book, we came to the conclusion that there was no global network for entrepreneurs. So that's basically the start of the eFactor as a community.
When you first looked at the idea to start eFactor, how did you arrive at a model, this unique and unusual model that combines the live lounges with the virtual community?
That really came about because we started to look at what we as entrepreneurs ourselves would actually use. We had a look around, as Audrey said, on the internet and did our research and discovered that there's many tools for entrepreneurs, but there's nothing that really combines two critical elements. First of all, the fact that as an entrepreneur, you're too busy to really try and find information on the internet if it's not located in one central spot. So that's the first element that we added to the eFactor. And secondly, we also decided that as entrepreneurs, you do not do business with people that you don't trust, and you don't trust people that you've never met. So meeting people, the online versus the offline aspect for us was a very critical element that we always felt would form the foundation of eFactor.
The social networking space is indeed a competitive one, and you're now celebrating more than 750,000 members. I'm curious, why do you think you've been able to attract so many members in such a short amount of time?
In the first place, we approached it not from a technology angle, and you probably know that most communities are built by technology or new media people.
Yes.
This community is built by entrepreneurs, and entrepreneurs recognize other entrepreneurs. And I think that's the basis of our growth, and that's the basis of what people trust. As Marianne mentioned before, it's a matter of trust. And there are so many people writing books and on entrepreneurship and coaching and whatever, and they have never been an entrepreneur, and people recognize that. They can see in the eFactor that it's built by entrepreneurs.
I just wanted to add a little piece to that because I think Audrey is absolutely right. People do recognize that it's by entrepreneurs for entrepreneurs. But I also think, of course, we do have a fairly extensive network, which is a great start to building a social community on a global scale. And we're ambitious people. We don't build things that are just local, and we didn't see the point of having a local community only, because that quickly runs into problems with sustainability and continuation, and we're building this for the long term.
You have built an international social network. Has it been challenging to create a social network for